Welcome to the Glass City Opry Showcase, bringing you the best of our tri-state bluegrass music. So sit back and enjoy the show.
Well, hey everybody, it's time for the podcast, the Glass City Opry Podcast. And we've got a good one for you this time. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm your host, Sherry Checkle.
And I'm Jeff Birdwell, your other host.
And we're ready to start podcast, I think number 10, to be honest.
Number 10.
It's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Wow.
I can't believe we've made it this long.
I know.
A year worth of podcasts.
That is great.
That's cool.
Very nice.
That's very cool.
I didn't know if we'd make it or not, but
we're here. Oh, and you're listening to us. So anyways, hey, you know the routine. It's time to talk about the last show.
Yes, it is.
And it was a good one.
It was a very good one. I had a great time, and the music was awesome.
It was good. It was good. I have never seen the Dixie Beeliners before live, but man, they were a lot of fun to watch.
They were a lot of fun to watch, and their music was very crafted. You know,
yes,
it was very well done. You know, they had a lot of stops, and they ended really neat, and they just had interesting.
The themes to their songs were cool too. I mean,
they
were, you know, they still had a really traditional sound to them a lot of times and all, but they also had a contemporary sound to them at the same
time. Sure did. Yep.
And I think that was really refreshing to see the combination of the two types of music styles, and yet it was neither one or the other.
Right.
It was great. It was cool.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
I liked it too, and they mixed it up really well. They had some very traditional stuff.
Yes.
Even did some Stanley Brothers covers and things
like that.
They
did a lot of nice Stanley Brothers stuff.
They sure did, but then they had their originals that they did that were great too. So.
Oh, I love that yellow-haired girl.
Oh,
that's
yeah?
That's what it is. That is a good one. I like how they do that, like the clapping and the stomping.
Yeah.
And it's just the neat thing about all the like backwoods hollers, all the little charms and, you know, and...
If you listen to it, it's
really cool because you listen to it, it's actually like a Love Gone South song.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, and you realize what it is it's they're using all the backwoods charms and,
sure.
and stuff like that. It's so cool. It's a neat theme for a song.
Yeah.
It was refreshing.
It was great.
It was cool.
Oh, so absolutely.
We should hear something from them.
Why don't we hear that?
That'd be a good one. Let's do that one. Here we go. This is live at the Glass City Opry. July 14th, 2008, the Dixie Beeliners and Yellow Haired Girl.
Thank you.
Isn't that cool?
That was great.
That's a good song. That I is like a the great stomping. Song.
I do too. I love that.
The beat to it is such a good beat to it.
No. Yeah. No, that is a great song. I really enjoyed them. And yeah. Honestly, they were the nicest people.
Oh my gosh, they were so nice.
Just dealing with them backstage and up on stage, they were having fun even when they were doing the mic setups and everything like that. So
yeah.
Just a fun bunch of young people. So
oh yeah,
it was really neat.
And I love their jokes. Some of their jokes and stuff that they throw in were just, they were really funny.
Yeah, they were.
I really liked them.
Oh yeah, they did a nice job, had a good show. So.
Let's hear something else.
Okay.
Here's another good one.
All right.
This is a great Bill Monroe song called The Walls of Town.
Thank you.
There good you go. Traditional yes. sound. Very good traditional song. Good sound.
When people like this that are so good at what they're doing and such a different edge, but when they take the traditional songs, they make me go back and really take a look at some of this old stuff and go, my gosh, that is good stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It really is good stuff, you know? And I didn't grow up in that time period. I don't know all the Carter Brothers songs, you know?
Sure.
And they even played a song that was like one that had never actually been recorded.
Right.
Which was really cool.
That was great.
It just shows that they're really honoring the tradition as much as you know, everybody else.
Right.
But they're just putting their new spin on it.
Sure.
So,
sure.
Anyways, I just thought that was a good show.
That was a great show.
Enjoyed having them out.
Yeah, absolutely. And opening up that for them was another great band.
That was awesome band. Yep. Lonesome Meadow.
The Lonesome Meadow.
Everybody loved these guys.
They sure did.
I mean, I think they got one of the biggest encores I've ever seen at the Opry.
Yeah.
And, I mean, how could you not? It's like three young kids.
That's the thing.
And
I need to tell them what the story was with Lonesome Meadow.
Yeah.
And that's because they had three young kids. They were made up of three young siblings.
Yes.
And then their dad played the bass.
Yes.
And man, did they do a wonderful job. The youngest of all of them was a banjo player.
Yeah, he's hardly big enough to hold the banjo, practically.
Yeah.
I mean, they had that sort of strapped on him pretty much.
Yeah, they did.
I think it probably weighed more than he did,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
But man, he could wail on that.
He could really play it really good. And everybody got a kick every time he'd kick off on that thing. People would go crazy. And then his older brother played rhythm and lead guitar.
Yes,
and
he
then
was
his
good.
Yep. And then his sister played the fiddle and also the mandolin, I think.
Yeah, so. And their harmonies are beautiful.
Beautiful,
you know,
harmonies.
Just, they got everything going on, man.
Oh, yeah, they
really
sounded
nice
great.
Really nice people. Their mom is their manager.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The whole package, it was just, they were a delight to have at the Opry.
They were.
And
absolutely.
I just, we can't wait to have them back. I'm
no,
sure we will.
They'll be back around, I'm
There's
sure.
There's no doubt about so, it.
But yeah, they were a lot of fun, and the crowd really responded big
oh
time
my gosh.
To them.
Well, yeah.
Because
I mean, I kind of felt a little bad for the Beeliners to have to come on after them.
Yeah, because, I mean, kids are a big draw anyway, and then for them to be as good as they are and sound like they do, that was really great. Mm. So I think that it was really neat that they were able to come to the Opry. They kind of came on a short notice.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a short
basis.
Notice.
But yeah, they came in and filled in nicely.
Oh,
and
it was
did
great.
Awesome.
Yeah, I was so happy. We had a band that just couldn't make it. And we were kind of scrambling a little bit. And I said, you know, I've heard about them before. I've never seen them before.
Right.
And I'd heard nothing but good. And I thought, well, you know, hey, let's take a chance and see. And oh my gosh, they did not disappoint in any way.
No, they did
it
a
was
wonderful,
wonderful,
wonderful job.
And we just can't wait to have them back.
That's right.
And
they
I know everybody
will be back.
I had a lot of people emailed me and they're like, man, we really like those kids.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
And I think we're going to try too and have a show maybe in the near future that's going to feature young people.
Because
I think that's really neat because it's like, it is the future of bluegrass.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's great
That's
to have
sure.
the old pioneers and the people that have been playing it for 40 years and stuff like that. But
right.
These little kids have grasped bluegrass as their own.
Yeah.
You know, they've just wrapped their little noodles around this thing and they're going crazy,
They're going really good
and they're
sounding good.
They write some of their own material.
Yes. Yeah.
I love that. I just think that's neat. It's a fresh breath of air. I mean, you know, it really gives hope that this music is going to keep continuing.
Sure.
It's necessary.
That's right.
It's definitely
right.
necessary.
No,
so
they are the future of bluegrass for sure, and people like them. So that's really neat.
Anytime we can help to sponsor that a little bit of the Opry, I think that's a great opportunity.
Oh yeah, me too.
So that
me
was
too.
Good. Let's hear something from them.
Sounds great.
Oh,
They're great.
Oh, man.
They got a great sound.
You know, I saw them backstage. They were warming up, and, you know, I wasn't really sure what to expect, and I walked by, and these kids were tearing it up. Yeah. I mean, I felt bad. I'm thinking, man, I got to get practicing a little more. These guys are wailing on this stuff back
they sure
there.
Were.
And everybody that came by and heard them picking back there was just like, wow. Oh, it was so nice, too. The Beeliners got them up on stage.
Yeah,
and
that's
they got
right.
to
they
play
did.
With the Dixie Beeliners. I thought that was really nice.
That
I'm sure
was
that
really
was a
nice.
High point for them.
That was very cool.
You know,
that they did
and
that.
So. You know, it just shows how bluegrass people, I think bluegrass people really just, they know how to do it right. I mean,
right.
you know, they nurture their young and they take care of their old people too.
Oh, yeah, for
well,
sure.
Well, we honor the past and we encourage the future.
That's right.
And that's good. That's
no,
important
that's
and healthy.
Very important.
So
actually,
I think
so.
That was evident.
Yep.
Very evident.
Yep. And they did a wonderful job, and so did the Beeliners.
Oh, they were all great. It was a good night.
It was a very good show.
Yeah.
It sure was.
It's enjoyable.
Yeah.
Well, we want to thank everybody that came out because, I mean, you know, I know it's the summertime, and, you know, there's vacations and camping and festivals and all kinds of things going on. I mean, there's no doubt about it, and we've got to kind of compete with the other things. But we wanted to keep this every month.
Yep. That's right.
We didn't want to take the summer off. I know a lot of venues do that. We said, no, we've got that beautiful theater. We've got air-conditioned comfort.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's a Monday night. So we thought, well, you know, we're going to keep up with this and see how it goes through the summer.
Yeah.
So we're really proud that people came out and enjoyed the national act and the regional act. And we had a good time.
That's right.
There's
and
no doubt about it.
We appreciate everybody coming out. Well, let's get on to the show that's coming up.
Our anniversary show!
It's our one year anniversary show. We're very excited about that.
Oh my gosh. So, we're going to have cake and balloons and ponies.
It's hard to...
Okay, maybe not ponies.
We're not going to have ponies, and we're probably not going to have cake either.
Well, we're going to have a good time, though, guys. We're going to have a party.
Yeah.
It's celebration time.
Yep, it's going to be a good time.
You can tell them who we're going to have.
All right.
Tell them what we're going to do.
What we decided to do for our anniversary show was do an all Toledo show.
Isn't
so
that cool?
I think that's great. I think it's very fitting that it's a Toledo-based venue. And though we've been able to bring in some really high-quality regional and national acts, we've also had a few of the local bands come and play as well. So... we thought it'd be nice for our one-year anniversary to have an all-Toledo show. So we're excited to have actually a band that hasn't played there yet, but they're going to August 11th is the date. We're going to have Bridge County.
Bridge County. Oh, I love these guys.
Yep, I do too.
We got Merv and Jerry.
Right.
Steve.
And Brad.
And they are, everybody knows them.
Oh, yeah. Great,
I mean, you
great
can't
bunch
be in the Toledo area without knowing Bridge County.
No, that's right.
I mean, we got to see them at the Coon Hunters Festival.
Yeah.
That last weekend, well, two weekends ago.
Yep.
And we played there, and then they came up after us, and we sat and enjoyed their show. Man, those
sure
dudes,
did.
They know what they're doing.
They did great.
And everybody knows Murph Spencer and his guys.
Oh,
there's no
yeah.
doubt about it. And we're so thrilled. We've been... You know, we've been kind of working through the bands. We're very excited to be able to offer this venue that allows us to showcase the Toledo and the regional bands, you know, as we can.
Sure.
And that's what's really been neat, you know. Yep. And so it was just a matter of time that we would get to Bridge County, and they're up, and we're so excited.
Yep, we're very excited, and I can't wait to hear them and see them up on the Glass City Opry stage. I know
nice.
They'll do a wonderful job. So.
Oh, I know. They're excited, too.
Yeah,
I've heard from them, and, you know, Brad, I've talked to Brad and Marv, and they're happy and excited. They can't wait to come out and show Toledo what they can do.
Good.
And it's going to be fun. Well,
they're going to get a chance, too, and then they're opening up for a band that we actually had there in October as the opening act. Yeah. And that's the Rock Bottom Mining Company.
Oh, they're a great bunch of guys.
Great bunch of musicians,
yes.
Beautiful harmonies. I'm really excited to see them up on stage there for two full sets. That's going to be great.
Yeah, they're going to be able to really strut their stuff. That's
oh,
all that
yeah.
there is to it.
No, there's
I
no
think
doubt.
They got to be pretty much Toledo's Bluegrass Boys.
Well, they are very good and good bunch of guys as is Bridge County as well. So, yep. You know, I'm very excited about the show and how it's gonna be fun to have them backstage and have them around warming up and
it's
stuff.
It's gonna be like old home week.
It's always a neat atmosphere. Sure, yeah, it will be.
It'll be fun.
Oh yeah. Well, maybe we should hear some stuff from the two bands.
Should we start with Bridge County or should we start with Rock Bottom Boys?
Well, let's start with Bridge County. They're going to be the first ones that up on stage, and so
alrighty.
Might as well hit them with a good song.
So. Well, they just have a new CD out not too long ago,
not
a few
too
months
long ago.
Yeah. About 6 months or so. And I have to tell you, I like this one.
Yep.
I always love when Murph plays it at jams and stuff. It's one of my favorites. So it's called Tupelo County Jail.
Write me a letter. Send that letter by mail. Send that letter in care of Tupelo County Jail. Send me lots of love, dear. There's the one to go my bed. There's never been a place as lonely as Tupelo County Jail. Write me a letter. Send that letter by mail. Send that letter in care of Tupelo County Jail. Send me lots of kisses over those prison walls. Baby, kisses on paper are better than no kisses at all. Write me a letter. Send that letter by mail. Send that letter in care of Tupelo County Jail. Freight train passing my window, calling me to ride the rail. Ball and chain's gonna keep me in the Tupelo County Jail. Write me a letter. Send that letter by mail. Send that letter in care of Tupelo County Jail. Write me a letter. Send that letter by mail. Send that letter in care of Tupelo County Jail. Just send that letter in care of Tupelo County Jail.
Alrighty. Well, that's a pretty good one, don't you
Yes,
think?
It's a very that's good fun. One. I yep, like that. A lot of fun. That's a great song, and they do a great job on it. Yeah, we're very excited to have them there. Rock Bottom Mining Company.
Yeah.
And let's hear something from them right now.
This is my absolute favorite song that they do. Yeah. Every time they do it, it sends chills down my spine because it's just so good.
It's so good. I wish we could get this good. The harmonies are awesome.
I want this harmony. I want to take lessons from them.
Yeah.
You think we could call them up and...
Maybe. They might help us out.
Say, could you help us?
Maybe.
They're just the kings of it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's so sweet.
Awesome.
I love hearing their harmonies. And I love hearing their playing, too.
Yeah, me too.
So, I about wore this out when I first heard it. And I just...
Yeah.
I love it.
It's a great song. And they do such a nice job.
Yes, they do. It's called It Takes One to Know One. And I know you.
There you go.
Little girl. I can see a little tear peeking through.
takes one to know one, and I know you. It takes one to know one, and I know you. Little tears to your smile I see through. You've been hurt, you're so frightened and so blue. It takes one to know one, and I know you. It takes one to know one, and I know you. Little tears to your smile I see through. You've been hurt, you're so frightened and so blue. It takes one to know one, and I know you.
I'm sure they will.
I'm going to ask them.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask them, please play that song.
Oh, yeah. Make sure that they do that one.
I want to be there.
Yeah.
And they better make sure that I'm there, too. Because sometimes I'm running around doing stuff. And
that's your job. They're not going to, like, wait for you to get up.
Well, they could like, tell me when they're going to do it.
Yeah, I suppose they could.
Oh, well, I'll just have to make sure I pay attention to the whole thing.
That's right. You got to make sure you're around when it happens. So.
All righty.
But yeah, we're so excited about this one because it's our 1 year anniversary. And we're going to have two great bands in there. It's very exciting. I don't know. When we first started the show, I thought it would make it a year, and I'd hoped that it would make it a year. And you look back now and you think about all the bands we've had there and all the fun we've had putting it on. And
oh, yeah.
The crowds that have been so wonderful and so enthusiastic all the time.
And the great sponsors.
Great sponsors that have come on board and helped out.
And the media. We have to thank the media.
Absolutely.
In Toledo. They've been so receptive to what we're doing.
They sure have.
I mean, the city paper, the Blade, the Mommy Mirror, everybody. Yep. The Free Press.
The Free Press has done an article on us. Couple
the
times.
TV stations have come
the
out.
TV stations,
so many
both
times.
Both Channel 11 and Channel 13 have been involved. In fact, we've been on Channel 11 twice, I think, and Channel 13 once, and then every month, Channel 13 has come out.
I know. It's and tape wonderful.
Tape the show at least, but they did give us a longer segment.
Right.
One time as well. So.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. I mean, Toledo's really embraced the Opry, and I just can't. I don't know how to say thank you.
Well,
you know, I should send out thank you cards or something.
Yeah, well, I think everybody flowers, knows and understands that.
Candy.
You know, because I think people enjoy themselves, you know.
Yes.
They have a good time, and hopefully they want to come back when they come. So I know a lot of people have, and we have a lot of core fans
who come a lot. I mean, yep. It's like I look forward to Opry night because I know I'm going to get lots of hugging.
That's
I
right.
love seeing all these people and their smiley faces, and I love the fact that they come out. I don't think they know some of the bands sometimes, but they don't care because they just know it's good.
They come out
and have a great evening.
Hopefully they can trust us that we're going to bring in good quality bands that they're going to enjoy. And I think we've been able to do that. And that's really great.
It's been exciting.
Oh,
and I just love it. You know, I almost can't sleep the night before. I'm just like getting ready and I'm like, I can't wait. It's Opry Day.
Yep.
You know, it's just fun. And,
no, that's for
and
sure.
So we hope we can keep this going for years and years and years and years and years.
Yeah.
And years.
Yeah.
Because it's good. It's great for the music. It's great
for
the musicians.
Yep.
I've learned so much seeing these national acts and these really good regional acts that come to town as a musician.
Right.
Okay. Because you can sit there and see them up close.
Yes.
And see what they're doing and see how their stage act is. And just, you know, I think it's a great resource for the musicians in the area because we know there's a lot of musicians in the area.
No, that's
and
for
And I
sure.
just think that's exciting. It's almost like little mini workshops.
Yeah,
sort of.
Right.
Well,
right.
You know, I mean, it's one thing to see, you know, to hear a CD.
Right.
You know, but those are crafted and they're, you know, studioized, if that's a word.
Right.
And all that. Yeah. But boy, to see these guys live.
Yep.
You know, to see how they work a mic and see the breaks they take and how they start and stop and how they craft things in such a really nice professional venue. It's just cool.
Oh, yeah,
so
absolutely.
I know the musicians love it. I mean, I've heard from many of them. They just
sure.
think it's great, you know, and the fans and everybody just really enjoys it.
Yep. No, absolutely. I mean, every band that we've had there wants to come back.
Oh, you know? Yeah, they're
and
bugging us.
It has to do with the venue and and putting on a good show, but it also has to do, I think, in large part to the fact that our fans, the people in the crowd are just so enthusiastic.
Yeah.
And they always bring them out for another encore, both bands.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, always.
And it's wonderful the way that they get fired up about who's there and just really get into the whole atmosphere, the bands and their show, and really receptive and show the bands, not afraid to show the bands at all, that they're enjoying themselves, which is really neat. That's a lot
and
of
I just
fun.
Love that it's all bluegrass.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's so great. I mean, we haven't had to kind of bleed off into other groups. It's like we've kept it true to bluegrass, and that's what we want to do.
That's right.
It's run the gambit. We've had very traditional, we've had a little contemporary, we've had middle of the road, but it's
some
just so neat.
Yep.
You know, we've been able to keep, I can't tell you folks how many times we hear from like folk groups and country groups, and you know, they hear what's going on there and they know that they're going to be treated right and they want to kind of muscle in, and we've just said no.
Yeah.
Gotta be bluegrass.
Yeah, we want to keep it a bluegrass venue. So.
That's what we want.
And
you know?
I think we've been able to do that.
And that's exciting.
Yes.
And, you know, because these other venues, these other types of music, they have their venues. There's lots of venues for those. But how many bluegrass shows are there?
Not,
I mean, there's just not that
not
many.
Not many.
And so we're really proud to be one of the few new bluegrass venues in the country. I've heard about that.
Yeah.
I mean, there, you know, with the way prices are going up and gas and all these other things, there's not a lot of people going on a limb like we kind of have and said, look, we want to do this every month. It's ambitious.
Sure.
It
sure,
surely
it is. Yeah.
And
it very much
we couldn't
is.
Do it without the fans
For
and the
sure.
musicians
yeah.
and the sponsors and the media.
That's right.
It's like a whole, and us.
Yeah.
We put a lot of effort and time into it, all three
we sure
of us.
Do. And
all of our volunteers that help out. I mean, it's I don't think you can put your finger on any one part that makes the Opry work because it's all
no
these
way.
Different elements.
Yeah.
And we're just tickled that it's working.
Yeah. No, so there's no doubt.
Come out for a party. We are going to celebrate.
That's right. August 11th.
Yes.
Doors open at 6.
6.
And the music begins at 7 o'clock promptly.
Yes.
And we're just going to have a good time. I'm so looking forward. We're trying to make this an anniversary party, more or less. So,
right, yeah. We're going to have fun.
We're very excited about it. What we want to do is try and get everybody that's been there to come back.
And
bring some friends with you, because this is the show that we really wanted to, try and pack the Opry House,
Yeah, let's do it.
Pack the Glass City Opry.
Bring some friends. Yep. And the great part is we've kind of had a little powwow, and we've decided we're going to keep the price at $10.
Right.
And we're going to do our very best to keep the shows in the future to $10.
Yep.
I think that's a deal.
Yeah.
I think so too. I get press releases from different shows and stuff like that, and I can't believe the ticket prices.
Oh, I know.
They're like only $25.
Right.
Only $36.
Yeah.
And things like that. And I'm thinking to myself, here we are with $10, $12, $15 shows. We've never gone over 15.
Yep.
But we're going to do our darndest to keep it to 10. We want to keep it at 10. I think it's a good price.
I'll tell you what I was thinking the other day, because my wife and I went to see a movie, and it was $10.50 a piece.
$10.50
a piece, and the movie lasted 2 hours, and we were done.
Yep.
I think it's a very good deal if you compare it to to what you get. You get two great bands.
Right.
A full 2.5 hours worth of music with a break in there. So, I mean, you're getting a lot for that $10 that you're spending. And I strongly believe that.
And you're helping to support these bands. Let's face it, it's hard to make a living as a bluegrass musician. It's just hard.
Yep. No doubt.
And, we just feel that it's important to help support these people with the live performances, to let them show off their craft and really experience all the hard work and effort and energy and everything that they put into their music.
That's for sure.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's like, we've got to support bluegrass.
Absolutely.
we just have to.
That's our one main goal, I would say. If there's one thing we're set out to do, and that's to support the music and to try and provide a venue for bluegrass. Where good quality bands can come out, local, regional, and national, and come and play in front of a good crowd in the Toledo area. I mean, let's face it, we don't have a venue in this area that on a month-to-month basis brings in bands to play for a good crowd.
Well, we hope we can do it for a long time.
Yes, we do.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yes, we do. So come out and help us celebrate our one-year anniversary.
Woohoo! You sure we can't have ponies?
No ponies.
Oh, darn.
No ponies.
All right, fine. Well, it's going to be fun even if it doesn't have ponies.
I'm sure it will be. If you can pull off the pony thing, go for it.
Nah. I don't know. They might. I don't know if the theater people would like that or not.
You can ask Ty. He might say okay.
Well, all right. Well, we'll see. It's going to be fun, and I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, it is. So
come on out, folks.
Yep.
Let's play some... Let's tell you what. Let's do a little flashback for the... Let's play something from the very first Opry.
Oh, that's a great idea.
That'd be
cool? Awesome, yeah.
We'll play a cut from the two main bands that opened up on our very first show back in August.
Sounds great.
We're going to have... We'll play a cut from our friends, Copas Hill.
Yes,
we love that.
Great.
And our other friends, Hardline Drive.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay.
That sounds great.
That sounds fun.
That sounds wonderful.
All right. See you at the party.
Cedric Molly to James. That's a fine motorbike. Special on any such life. Said James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. It's Vincent Black Lightning, 1952. Well, I've seen you on corners and in the cafes and scenes. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. Then he pulled her on behind. since I was 17. And I've robbed many men to get my Vincent machine. He said I'm 21 years, might make 22, and I don't mind dying but for the love of you. But if they should break my stride, I'll give you my Vincent to ride.
Cause I'll prove you wrong. day when you hear me on your radio. Just know that I'll be thinking about how I had to go. And please don't ever think that I've forgotten what's true. I just had to do it my way. Don't you doubt me, baby, 'cause I'll prove you wrong. I gotta make it on my own now, and it won't be long. I gotta make it on my own. It won't be long.
The Glass City Opry Showcase is a project of Progress Production, and all rights are reserved. For more information, you can check our website at www.glasscityopry.com.